This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up anything that you want to discuss. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Discord. The on-air call-in line rooms are there and available to you. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us if you get us on Discord over at discord.lrn.fm. You do need the Discord app, which is available for pretty much whatever operating system you're on, Android, iOS, Linux, Mac, Windows. Go to discord.lrn.fm to get started there. With you in the studio here tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
So I guess the cake maker guy is back in the news. One of them, the one that was in the news previously, went to court
the
previously.
The one that won.
The one that won it, was it the Supreme Court?
Yes.
Where he won? So now he's being sued again. And Melanie, you've got the story plus coming up. Mark, you want to talk about tipping. So
yes.
That's all on the way and more, whether it's Sacha Baron Cohen's show, some analysis of that, which has been a great season so far. But let's get started here. Melanie, go ahead.
Yeah. So apparently, and this is from the Federalist, .com. The guy who was recently in the gay cake court case, who actually won at the Supreme Court because they said that they were targeting him, and at the time, this state didn't have legal gay marriage, so they said that it was fine for him to believe that it was legal to not fake gay cake.
So wait, the court's ruling had to do with whether or not gay marriage was legal in the state at the time? It didn't have anything to do with...
I didn't say it didn't have anything to do with that. I said it did have to do with this. It had to do with several things. It's a Supreme Court ruling. They're like 50 pages long.
Yeah. Oh, did they rule on the question of whether or not he has the right to discriminate, though?
No.
That's what I thought. Yeah, I didn't think they did. And he should have the right to discriminate if that's what he wants to do, as all customers should have the right to discriminate against his business and not go there.
Right. Well, he should also, freedom of association says you can marry whomever you want. Freedom of association says you can make a cake for whomever you want.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Slavery says you'll make that cake or I'll take the lash to you. Slavery says, you won't live with that man, or I'll take the lash to you. A-holes can be of either of these types.
Absolutely.
And that's what it comes down to. This isn't about equal protection under the law. This is about making people hide their bigotry so they make you crappy cakes. Do you want crappy cakes?
I don't.
No.
And I don't want to give money to bigots. Unknowingly.
Well, what you don't want to do is propagate dishonesty.
Correct.
You want honesty. Who doesn't want honesty?
Yeah, I want to know if somebody's a bigot so I can choose not to do business.
Yeah, all anti-discrimination, well, they do a lot of things, but one of the things they do is you don't know who you're doing business with. If it's legal to put a sign in the door that says, we hate gay people, go away, then...
somebody's going to do that.
Yeah.
And that's fine. I don't know why somebody who is a gay person would want to do business with that person in the first place, beyond some sort of sick obsession with forcing people to your will. I mean, that's what this is, right? I've not read the story,
in this second case, absolutely, yeah. I think that is undisputable.
I heard that there was an attorney who drove out of his way to go to this location simply to put them back in the situation.
I think this attorney should probably be disbarred if we're going to use regular attorney standards.
Oh, well, let's hear what happened. You get more of the story, I imagine.
So the relevant part is they say on June 26, 2017, the same day the Supreme Court announced it would, that's the federal Supreme Court, announced it would take up the cake baking case, an attorney who is identified in the court filings as Autumn, whatever that last name, asked Phillips to bake a cake that is blue on the outside and pink on the inside to celebrate his decision to live as if he were a woman, which is not how trans people would describe themselves, but whatever. When which to me just proves the attorney is lying. But
well, wait a second. Authors of stories don't always get everything right. That's not
true.
A quote.
That's true.
So I don't know what the lawyer said to the fella, but whatever. The fact that somebody wants a cake to celebrate such and such should put you on, like that, to celebrate transitioning to a woman or whatever, should put somebody like him on alert.
Mm-hmm.
And now he has one of two choices. He can say, a person drunk with the moment of victory from the Supreme Court might very well say, "My God says."
No, this happened the day that the Supreme Court took up the case.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that this was the ruling. Might very well say that, my God says I cannot make a cake for you. But a person who is, just facing a loss or for whatever reason thinks that they're not going to get society's backing might just say, "Sorry, I got a lot of cakes now. Just can't take you."
Yep.
And
it would be much smarter to keep your mouth more closed on that issue rather than let your legal paradigm.
The standard is everyone must be an educated lawyer. If you're going to bake cakes, you must be an educated lawyer. If you're going to cut grass, you must be an educated lawyer. That is a completely unreasonable standard.
Well, unfortunately, it is a more litigious society, and the more you know.
I've got to know what I can say on the air and what I can't.
Let's go on.
Yeah, so when Phillips declined, I don't know how to say that. It's Autumn filed a complaint with the commission that July alleging that he was unlawfully discriminated against. So it
you mean
is
she
clear.
Was unlawful.
Is it?
Autumn sounds like a woman's name.
Oh,
I thought it was
somebody
who was born a man who is now.
Yeah, okay.
To be
I think
a woman.
They're just using the wrong pronouns in this article.
Okay, got
so,
it.
Yeah. So this. Yeah. So the attorney.
So they filed.
Girl, yeah.
They filed a case with the discrimination group, not the court. Or where did this case get?
So from? That's in. Colorado, it doesn't go to a court, it goes to a committee, so she filed it with the
discrimination committee or whatever it's called?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what is it, does the article say anything about, like, what this committee has within their purview? You know, what kind of enforcement ability do they have? Where does this go from here? Or is it just, this lady filed a complaint?
So right now, there is a probable cause determination, then there's another hearing.
Okay.
Again, which is a long time for a committee like that. They probably wanted to wait to see what the Supreme Court would do,
mm-hmm.
which is a thing that lower courts will do.
Sure.
That is not necessarily shady on their part. The rest of this is, though.
Okay.
Yeah, so then they're saying that he's being targeted, which is painfully obvious
me
or anyone else with two neurons or more.
Yeah, clearly he's being targeted. So what else do we need to know about this? Is there any other developments? Is the news just that this attorney filed a complaint? Because, I mean, anybody can file a complaint. The question is, how will this committee rule on the complaint?
They had a probable cause determination.
So wait, they did have a probable cause determination, or that's still coming up?
They determined that there was probable cause, and now he's going to wherever you go after that.
Okay. Which we don't know what that is. It may be some sort of full committee hearing, or does this go to a courtroom at some point?
He can probably appeal it, but it's a committee issue.
Okay, so right now the committee has not made a ruling on this. The news is simply that the attorney filed some sort of a complaint, and the committee found ostensible probable cause. I imagine their level of proof required for that is fairly low, given that they're just some administrative tribunal. It's probably not, criminal level court proof that's required here. You know, the attorney doesn't have a report.
You don't need probable cause for a conviction. You need beyond reasonable doubt for a conviction. Probable cause is probable cause.
Well, right, but that's what I'm saying. Is this beyond reasonable doubt or
no?
Is
it's
this,
probable cause.
It's probable cause. Okay. So wait. So they just haven't ruled on this yet, though, right? Or they have?
They ruled that there's probable cause, and now he goes to the next whatever
that is. And we don't know what that. And we don't know what that is.
Although he is also suing. Phillips is suing the commission. Basically
Phillips
for
is
harassment.
Who?
Phillips is the baker.
The baker. Okay.
So the Supreme Court had an opportunity, and they do this all the time, had an opportunity
they
to rule on this.
The real issue.
Yeah, they bypassed the issue. The Americans want to know. They really want to know. Do the bakers have to make the cakes for the gay fellas or not? And, I mean, don't we deserve that from the highest court in the land? Come on, fellas, get to work.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can join us on the air. This is Free Talk Live.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. Zencash recently surpassed 17,000 nodes, which means Zencash has one of the largest node systems of any cryptocurrency. Supernodes will bring network, economic, and technological improvements across the network. And the official Zencash wallet is available for multiple distributions. Learn more at Zencash.com. Zencash.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier, thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. That's AnyPay.Global.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us here whether you want to talk about discrimination against people and their cakes, or the discrimination preventing cakes from being made in the first place, or whatever aspect of that. You want to talk about the guy in which, do you remember where this
Colorado.
Colorado was targeted by what looks like a Denver attorney. I did look her up. Autumn was her name. Scardella? Was it
something like that?
She appears to be an attorney, transvestite, apparently, attorney.
Don't say that term.
No?
No.
Yeah, no.
That's not an accurate term?
No. Transvestite.
Isn't that what trans stands for?
No.
No.
Oh, trans is transgendered.
Yeah, transgender. Maybe transsexual.
What's the difference between a transgendered person and a trans...
What's the difference between a talk show host and a flaming a-hole? Nothing. It's just the term you use.
Okay. So,
one's an insult.
But back in the day, like, why is it an insult? I mean, people like RuPaul are transvestites, aren't they?
RuPaul is a cross-dresser.
No, I think he's just... And I think it's he. I'm not sure. I asked and was not answered.
You asked RuPaul?
I didn't ask RuPaul. I asked one of his fans, and I think he's just a drag queen.
Look, I will, you know, whatever somebody wants to be called, I'll respect that. If you want to be called a she, then that's fine. You can be called a she. I mean, that's cool. It's your body. You can do whatever you want.
I gotta admit,
I'm a little confused on all the terminology.
I understand. It's no problem. Yeah. I'll help you out. Okay, so my pronouns are your majesty, his majesty.
No, I'm not going to call you that.
Oh, I thought you were just going to call anything they wanted.
No. I'm talking about in reference to your gender. So if you want to be Ms. Mark Edgington or whatever,
what
Markina.
What if I just make up, it's, by the way, the feminine of Mark is Marcy.
Is that right?
Yes. If
I've never heard that.
What if I want to make up just some pronoun?
You shouldn't have told me that.
For you to use.
Just any I don't know pronoun? About the whole Z thing or whatever. I'm not sure how I feel about
your majesty
that.
And his
among
majesty.
Existing gender, you can pick one.
Yeah. So you can bring up anything you want here.
This is what conservatism in the second decade of the new millennium looks like.
Who's the conservative? You?
You.
I'm not a conservative. What are you talking
You're
about?
You're like, I'm not going to go with your new weird pronouns. Don't worry. In 10 years, you'll be like...
Well, no, that doesn't make you a conservative. That just makes you straight up Nazi. If you're not, like, dyeing your hair blue and assaulting
I got no problem dyeing hair. I mean, that sounds like cool. I like people with dyed hair. That's all
that's
good.
That's not really the point.
Well, anyway, if you want to join us, you can. Feel free to set me straight on whatever the terminology is here, because, I mean, I always thought that transvestite was just a particular type of person who's cross-dressing or whatever. Anyway, the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Maybe Dave Ridley, I presume it's Dave Ridley. He's only Dave in New Hampshire ever calls us. And I happen to know he's back in New Hampshire because I saw him the other day. Hey, Dave.
Hey, how are you, Ian? How are you?
It'll be really bad someday when another Dave calls in and it's not actually you. It'll be a little embarrassing. But go ahead. I'm good. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Dave's not here, man. Okay. Well, anyway... I wanted to update you a little bit, a couple minor updates on what's going on with the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire.
Oh, sure.
As you may be aware, on Saturday, the Libertarian Party, or one of two Libertarian Party candidates for governor, held a rally at the State House called the Save Our Children Rally.
Huh. I was not aware of this.
She is pushing for reform, Jaletta Jarvis. She's pushing for reform in the DCYF, which is the Child Protective Bureaucracy.
Right. And, of course, those are bureaucrats who just ruin all kinds of people's lives, tear apart families. And while, you know, every now and then they might actually separate somebody from an abusive household, in many cases they, of course, put them right back into abusive households in a foster care system that, if New Hampshire is anything like every other state, is rife with abusers.
So I guess she had people who are victims of the system that came to speak. And most recently, the interesting thing was that she claimed that, I guess, one of the persons who was going to speak ended up being, she claimed, Jaletta Jarvis is claiming that one of the persons who was going to speak was threatened over, not to make the speech by the abuser. But I guess she was going to speak anyway. And that's the latest I know. There haven't seen any updates on the actual rally on Saturday. I didn't go, and I haven't seen anything in the news, so it may not have been too much of a success in that sense. But that makes it all the more important to talk about.
So can I just clarify something on this? So you're saying one of the speakers at a anti-DCYF or pro-reform for DCYF rally, however they were, you know, positioning it, you're saying one of the speakers received a threat from DCYF, the abuser, or a threat from a family member who is an alleged abuser within their household?
The term Jaletta Jarvis used was her abuser. She wasn't talking about DCYF, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, because, I mean, those people are absolutely abusers in a lot of cases from what I've heard. I mean, there have been some horror stories about DCYF, of course, not just in New Hampshire, but across the country, where the letters are usually somewhat different in other states, but it's usually something about Department of Children and Families or some variant on that.
Yep.
I should clarify. Also, I'm not sure if she said her abuser or the abuser, their abuser, something like that. She just used the term abuser. That's the part I remember.
All right. So you're calling to report that somebody was allegedly threatened, but you have not heard anything has happened since then.
Correct. I haven't seen any kind of report on the rally itself. And Gilletta, I guess, is going to post something later, but it's been a couple of days. It's like anything else. At least she's doing something, but she can't do everything, right? She can't necessarily do all her own publicity. And,
no doubt. And that's where, you know, candidates need help. I don't know how much assistance she has with the campaign. There are two Libertarian candidates running for governor this year in New Hampshire, which is the first time in the history of the New Hampshire Libertarian Party that that has happened. So New Hampshire's Libertarian Party is finally back on the ballot at the same level of the Republicans and the Democrats, ostensibly,
right.
Because they got more than 4% in the 2016 election for their governor candidate at the time, who was really a terrible Libertarian candidate. But he managed to get that level of support simply because people were, I think, so frustrated with the Democratic and Republican parties.
Are you talking about Max Abramson?
Yeah.
Oh, he's not terrible.
He's pretty bad. In fact, he's a registered member of the Republican Party. He's not a particularly
principled. So am I. Is that a bad person?
He's not a principled libertarian. He's not a particularly good communicator. He really didn't do much with the campaign either. I mean, ultimately, he got 4% because people were mad about Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, and the same reason why Gary Johnson got three times his vote percentage as what he got in 2012. The same reason why Jill Stein got three times her vote percentage that she got in 2012. People were simply protesting against the Republicans and Democrats. So I'm hoping that Gilletta Jarvis can do much better, or perhaps the other candidate, Aaron Day, who is trying to challenge her in the primary. So it'll be interesting and historic that the Libertarian Party here is actually going to have a contested primary. There's already been a debate, actually. So for anybody who's actually never seen a Libertarian debate another Libertarian, you can go to the Freekeen YouTube channel and search for, I think, gubernatorial debate. And it'll come up. Anyway,
I have a pretty high opinion of Max Abrams, and I don't necessarily agree with him about everything. But
I like Max just fine as a person. I mean, we get along just fine. He's not a libertarian. He's not a libertarian candidate. I'm sorry, he's not a libertarian candidate. It's not disparaging. It's just the truth. He actually went to the Libertarian Party's convention this year and tried to like change their platform while being a member of the Republican Party and was laughed out of the hall. So I'm sorry. If you want to be a libertarian, try to libertarian things and say libertarian things. There's more coming up here. If you got more, Dave, you can. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
Prosecutors in Colorado filed 9 felonies today against Chris Watts. Watts is a man suspected of killing his pregnant wife and 2 young daughters. Watts is being charged with murder in the first degree, unlawful termination of pregnancy in the first degree, and tampering with a deceased human body. Nicole Atkinson was the last person to see Shanann Watts alive. She said she knew something was wrong with Chris's story from the get-go.
Showed Chris leaving that morning, and there was no movement in between those times of me dropping her off, Chris leaving, and then me coming back.
Today at the White House, President Trump posted CBP and ICE agents recognizing them for their dangerous work and what they do to keep our borders safe. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd on why President Trump is the man to fix our immigration system.
I can tell you that we discuss this issue year in and year out, but we finally have a president that is actually trying to do something about it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial on in here, toll free, bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Our Discord on-air call-in line rooms are open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. You do need to have the Discord app in order to get into those rooms. But if you don't, you can always just use the Discord server for a chat server, and you can use their web version for that if you'd like. Once again, discord.lrn.fm. Melanie, you do professional accounting for smaller businesses and individuals.
Yeah, so anything non, you know, C-Corp, SEC, counts as small.
So partnership?
Yes. Partnerships.
S-Corps.
Yes.
LLCs.
Yes.
And individuals as well. If you've got taxes you need done, you want somebody who hates the state, Melanie is a self-proclaimed anarchist, and she will do everything she possibly can
within the law
to make sure, right, because she knows those things. She actually likes reading laws, which is strange, but that's what you want in an accountant. So she will read the laws, and she knows the laws, and she knows how to maximize your return, the amount of money that you keep in your pocket to begin with or get back later on. Is that right?
Yeah, so whether you pay it ahead of time or they're, it's the same number you end up being robbed of, but mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're going to get robbed. The question is how much, and Melanie can help you with that. Get in touch with her directly through her website. You can go to tax.freetalklive.com, and that'll take you there. T-A-X, tax.freetalklive.com. We go back to Dave in New Hampshire. He's talking about the Libertarian Party, specifically the one here in New Hampshire, which has really had a resurgence in the last, I would say, 2 years or so. because when our co-host Daryl W. Perry and Roger Paxton from the Lava Flow podcast took over the party, along with a few others like Jaleta Jarvis, who's now running for governor, they really kicked the party back into shape. The previous chairman hadn't even been answering emails. He would receive checks to deposit and would never deposit them. So, I mean, the dude was
not stealing the money.
Was dropping the ball big time, and so it was good to have a group of libertarians get in there, bring some fresh blood in, and they've dramatically increased the number of members in the party. They've successfully managed to get the party qualified as a sort of at the level of Republicans and Democrats now, where libertarians previously had to get a bunch of signatures in order to get a candidate on the ballot. Now, all the candidate, let's say for state house, has to do is file a $2 filing fee. And so hopefully that level of status will continue through this election if the Libertarians get more than 4%, I think, in the U.S. Senate race and or the governorship race.
So it has to be like and
one or the other.
At this point, they're off?
No. They're on until this year, and then it's determined again.
Okay.
So if they don't hit 4% this year, like they did in 2016.
In the general.
Correct, in the general election, in two different races, then it can be either one.
Right.
They have to hit 4% in one of those races. Then they will continue with their level of status. Otherwise, it will be downgraded once again to a smaller party or whatever. So, anyway, Dave, was there more you wanted to share? Go ahead.
Yes, the other update on them was smaller, but I guess they were both Jarvis and Day were interviewed by the main TV station, WMUR.
These are the two people running for office. For governor.
Right. Thanks for clarifying that. So far we've seen, I think it may be because there's a primary, because most of the time when it's primary, you know, pre-primary season in elections here in New Hampshire, the media focuses on primary contests, right? I mean, they've got so much airtime, they're going to focus on the races that matter right now. And so because there's a Libertarian primary, the Libertarian candidates are getting more airtime than they otherwise would. If there was just one candidate running, then they would ignore that candidate until, if they're going to give them attention, it'll be after the primary. But because there are two, as you mentioned, you said WMUR interviewed them. Was it separately that they interviewed them, Dave, or was it like a debate?
It was separate.
In the case of NPR, they actually had them both on, or excuse me, NHPR, New Hampshire Public Radio, they actually had them both on at the same time for a full hour, and I believe it was in studio. I didn't actually hear the interview, but Daryl was listening to it that morning. So now you got NPR, which is a well-listened-to, or NHPR, well-listened-to set of radio stations.
Yeah, it's statewide news.
Here in New Hampshire, in, you know, the morning drive kind of level of listenership. I think it was the 9 a.m. hour or something like that.
Yeah, it's The Exchange by Laura Canoy.
Yep.
And it's one of maybe – it's the only one I can think of, the only locally
produced
daily show.
Yeah. And then now you got WMUR, which is the top television station in the state. I don't know what level of coverage they've received from newspapers, but usually they're going to cover them too. So I think this is great news, and I hope that that we can continue with this with, you know, a healthy and robust libertarian kind of challenges in the primary, because the more libertarians can get on the news, the more coverage we can get, the better, don't you think, Dave?
Yes, and one question for you. I've always sort of been in this, I guess what I'll kind of call the Dennis Goddard school of thought, and he's one of the Free Staters in New Hampshire. You know, when it comes to the Libertarian Party, I always thought it was a waste of time. I didn't give it any attention. Mm-hmm. The Free Staters were always pulling the Libertarian Party forward as opposed to the other way around. But it seems like, we're in sort of uncharted territory. So, and they're doing stuff, so they're worth talking about, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just curious as to what the history has been in the past when the Libertarian Party had ballot access back in the 90s.
Yep.
I think you indicated that they were able to win some, they were actually able to run as Libertarians and get elected. They weren't.
That's what I was told.
After they got elected. Is that correct?
I was told that they were able to get elected, and I believe at least one of them was reelected at some point in the 1990s. I'm not sure exactly on the numbers or the names. That would be a question for Daryl Perry, who is, you know, a walking encyclopedia. He's one of our co-hosts, but he's not on with us here tonight.
When it comes to
election
minor party
law.
Politics, yes.
And just election law and election rules and things like that in general. But, yeah, so I would say it's possible. We actually do have two sitting Libertarian state representatives here. There were three. One had to step down. The guy from Keene ended up moving out of Keene after he ended up leaving college, graduating. And so because he left the area, he had to step down from his position. So that was the guy who was the Democrat in Keene that flipped to Libertarian. There were two Republicans who also had flipped to Libertarian, both young males. One, I think, is 30, the other 21. And those two are running for re-election as Libertarians. So none of them were elected as Libertarians, but they are running for re-election as Libertarians. So we'll get to see if it happens again.
Yeah.
I don't know if it will. I mean, it's obviously, it's hard to do, right? Because you don't get the benefit of all of the straight party voters. Like, there's those people who come in, and they will just check down the list. I'm a Republican. I'm a Democrat. And then they just check off whoever it is that's on, you know, that particular party name. So that's one thing that a Libertarian candidate has going against them. But that said, New Hampshire is the live free or die state. There's a very kind of libertarian attitude of freedom lovers in the state as state natives. And if a candidate puts in the time and effort to go door to door, then they can win in New Hampshire. It doesn't matter what party they're from. They can win. I don't know if those candidates are putting in that time. I feel like one of them I've heard is, but again, I don't pay close attention to all the races.
Don't forget that all you need is 34% to win in a three-way
race. That's a good point. Dave Ridley, I'm sure you'll be covering some of it over at your YouTube channel, Ridley Reports. Go check that out for more of Dave. And thank you, Dave, for your call tonight. Welcome back to New Hampshire. He was gone for a little while out in Colorado. So good to have him back because Dave has been one of the longest time consistent activists out there as far as
and callers to Free Talk Live.
And callers, absolutely, to the show, and he's great because we actually don't hear a lot from libertarian callers who want to tell us cool stuff going on, not just in New Hampshire but in other states. You know, we almost never hear about whatever. If there's cool things libertarians are doing, they never come to tell us about it. And that's how you get a little bit more attention.
If a candidate calls in,
thing.
You tell them that they, you know.
I don't want to talk to a candidate. If you're a candidate doing something newsworthy, then that's fine. But just throwing in your hat into a race is not newsworthy. Anybody can do that anywhere. That's what I've done here in Cheshire County, but I don't talk about it on the air because I'm not doing anything. I'm just doing, you know, media interviews if I get them. And filling out the questionnaires that come in. It's basically a messaging campaign. So there's no news. But if I was out, like, you know, getting arrested for the campaign or something like that, then that would be newsworthy. All right, toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And I don't generally consider running for office to be a cool thing in general, Mark. It's sort of one of the expected things that you do as a libertarian. We're coming up.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. So far in 2018, the Innocence Network has welcomed 32 wrongfully convicted people home from prison for crimes they did not commit and had a record-breaking 850 people unite in Memphis at their annual conference. The movement of freeing the innocent and reforming the criminal justice system is growing and would not be possible without your support. Together as 68 network organizations around the world, they've helped exonerate 513 people who spent a combined total of 7,804 years in prison. They've also worked together to pass over 150 laws in the U.S. to help prevent wrongful convictions. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. Business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals at Staples. Now Staples 1-inch 3-ring binders are $1.92. 1 subject notebooks are just 25 cents, and 12 packs of ballpoint stick pens are just 97 cents each. Make back-to-school your business at Staples.
While supplies last, offers end 9/1/18. In-store only, limit 30.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial on in here toll-free. Bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can also join our Discord on air call-in lines over at discord.lrn.fm. Now, libertarians got to know Tom Woods during the Ron Paul campaigns of 2008 and 2012. Tom's a New York Times best-selling author. He's written over a dozen books, including The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History. And since September of 2013, Tom Woods has been putting out his own Tom Woods Show every single weekday, which means he's racked up about 1,200 episodes so far. Great guests like Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, David Stockman, and hundreds more, including topics like war, the Federal Reserve, net neutrality, FDA, Austrian economics, and other subjects of interest to libertarians. You can find The Tom Woods Show online at tomwoods.com or search for The Tom Woods Show in your favorite podcatcher. Once again, that's tomwoods.com. With you in the studio here tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
Of course, you can bring up anything you want. We started out with the story about the same cake maker in Colorado who has, he was victorious at the Supreme Court. But Mark, as you were pointing out, the Supreme Court has this habit of looking at cases and there's like a glaring, obvious, you know, legal question that should be addressed. And they will do everything within their power in a lot of these cases to completely avoid answering that particular question and overturn the case. If they're going to overturn it, they'll overturn it on some minor point of law that has been also, you know, brought up in the case. And they'll use that as their reason to overturn whatever verdict they're overturning. And then they, you know, that's it. Case closed. We don't have to rule on the big questions.
Right. So I would have really have liked to know first if the Supreme Court was going to use the contract clause, I believe, that, you know, to force one state to recognize another state's gay marriage. So, for instance, if gay marriage was legal in New Hampshire, where it was the first state to recognize gay marriage legally, or legislatively, I should say, then, you know, would, say, Wyoming have to recognize that particular contract, since it has to recognize all other contracts, and I believe it's in the Constitution. I don't have it right here in front of me, but I've been told that, you know, it's right there in the Constitution that states have to recognize other states' contracts. then I would have liked to have known whether or not gay marriage and, you know, the Supreme Court could have jumped right on that. They could have solved that problem. Seems to me they could have gone right that one year of being like, I wonder whether or not this will happen, instead of like over a decade. This is just sloppy, lazy stuff, and it's what Americans have had to put up with from their legal system over and over again. And now we have another question. Now that gay marriage is basically the law of the land, and I'm fine with that, I would really rather that the state never got involved in marriage in the first place. But
no doubt.
Notwithstanding that wish of mine, I'm fine that the state recognizes, you know, people's contracts to live with each other. Now, I would like to know whether or not, if I open a business as a baker, do I have to make a cake for anyone who comes in and demands it? And if I don't, then what's the criteria upon which I can refuse somebody? Is it a religious criteria? Because I feel like people who have religious beliefs that, you know, gay folks shouldn't be getting married or whatever, shouldn't have to make cakes for those people.
I don't know why you would, like, if I walk in and I'm like, I want a cake to celebrate my third year in New Hampshire, which, to be fair, is nowhere near as important as your marriage. And the guy's like, well, I'm a communist, get out my store.
Because you're a free stater.
Why would I want a cake from that guy? Why would I want anything I'm going to eat from that guy?
I totally agree with you, which is why this has everything to do with a person who gets pleasure from forcing their viewpoint on others. This attorney who went into
Well, don't forget there's a civil suit behind this. Once you get discriminated against, now there's a civil suit. So this is just about the pleasure of forcing somebody. You're going to make that cake!
That's a factor, though.
You stinking Christian!
Yep.
Right? Like, you know, it's more than that. It's also, you're going to make the cake, and now you're going to write me a check! Right? Like, this is, it's sick.
Ultimately. It totally is, yeah. It totally
because is. Because this is what I've been, look, my son's 10 years old, and he's running across sometimes kids doing power plays, and he's in summer camp right now, and some of these, you know, these government school kids who have to deal with this power play stuff all the time have decided to turn the tables on him, and he doesn't like it. He wants them to play the way he wants them to play, and I'm like, Jack, people have a right to be jerks, and if they don't want to play the way that you want to play, you turn around and you walk away. And he wanted, I'd love to hear some better advice, but some of these kids apparently were insulting him, which had to call him stupid because they couldn't call him ugly because he's a darn good looking kid. I told him,
it's daddy's boy.
I told him, tell him you're going to get smarter and they're going to stay ugly. But I said, look, I'm a person of value and I don't need you putting me down, and then turn around and walk away. Don't stand there and continue to give them a target at which to shoot.
Yeah, sure.
And if they come after you and they continue to bother you, then find the lady in charge and say, hey, these people are being jerks to me.
Toll-free number. If you want to give some advice to Mark's kid, there sounds like some summer school. Is it summer school or summer camp?
Yeah, bullies have always been bullied, and that's what's happening with this gay marriage thing. Is that the people who are gotten bullied, right?
Turning it around.
Revenge of the Nerds, right? The one of the nerds in the first Revenge of the Nerds was this flaming gay guy.
And this is a sensibly trans attorney who came after them.
Sure, but it was over a court case that had been about a gay marriage previously.
And there's no such thing, as far as I am aware, of a trans cake. Gay wedding cakes are a real thing. As her straight wedding cake.
Well, she wanted this guy to make a special trans cake.
Yeah, because she made it up so that she could harass the guy.
That's right. Well, it's all
right. She could have.
It's all made up.
She could have easily gone to the grocery store and said, "This is my cake celebrating my coming out as a woman."
Right, and they'd have been like, "Okay,
yeah, right. We'll just put that right on
$10, $30, or whatever
the
case cake costs."
The corporation that's the grocery store doesn't care. Right. And probably if she would have gone to this guy and been like, "I want a cake that's blue on the outside, inside, and pink on the outside," he probably just would have made it.
Right.
Without the explanation, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But instead, she wanted the inscription, God sanctifies my transhood, or whatever it is, and
was that part of it?
Well,
no.
Ian.
But it was part of her announcement.
It was just plain, what was it, blue with pink inside or pink with blue inside?
She is trans, so it's blue inside and pink outside.
Okay, got it.
Or no.
You're a person of value.
Never, I don't know.
And you don't deserve to be put down, but man, you have a terrible sense of humor. Like, but is that what it really said? Who would write that?
I don't know. This lady's psycho. I wouldn't put it past her. Anyway, the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. In other news, I think, Mark, you wanted to talk about tipping. Something set you off on this topic because there was nothing in the news about it.
It's tipping's...
What do you mean something? It was in the chat room you were in.
I know. I was referencing that for people that are on the outside
right.
And weren't there to see the hundreds of messages flying back and forth today between people about tipping.
To avoid any conflict surrounding, which business or anything like that, because that's completely irrelevant.
By the way, this was not in the Discord chat. It was in a local cryptocurrency chat room here in the Monadnock region
right.
of New Hampshire.
What I find... First off, I think tipping is a stupid system.
Mm.
I think that mainly people defend it because, I understand that this is a relationship, but I'm the boss, and I get to get better service by giving some money.
People get good money from tips.
Yeah, absolutely. You can always
tip. In industries that are a tipped industry.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, first off, I think that there should be no tipped industries.
Okay.
The idea that I should pay your employee... is ridiculous. I mean,
somebody started that idea and it spread.
Yeah, somebody. Do you understand that there's a racist history behind tipping? Would that make a bit of a difference to you?
It wouldn't surprise me, but no, I don't know that about it.
Okay.
How do you not know that?
I could go into
how would
that.
I know that?
That around Reconstruction.
The internet? I don't know.
Yeah, around Reconstruction that, it was often blacks that were in tipping situations and that basically, the business owner didn't have to tip and that kind of thing. Anyway, it's certainly a power dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
And regardless of who's getting tipped and how they're getting tipped, you can always tip to get better service. You want to go to the auto mechanic and you want to tip your mechanic to get you bumped ahead of the person. You can do that.
Sure.
And that's fine with me as the person who's paying regular freight. If somebody wants to pay for faster service, that's great. But to create an industry where I'm paying your employees as the customer directly, I mean, obviously I'm paying your customers at some point or another, but just tell me what you want me to pay, because I don't know if it's 15% with the tax, without the tax, is 20%.
There's a lot of questions about tipping.
Right.
It's hard to figure it out.
I just don't, and I mean, if I'm coming here from Canada or wherever, just please, for God's sakes, let's do away with this stupid, stupid, antiquated process.
If you want to defend tipping, 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. or call our order line 888-212-8871.